Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Money will find good deals, but you shouldn't wait for the deal to get the money. Welcome, my friend, to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and before we get into the show in today's episode, which I know you'll get a lot of value from because we stay out of all the fluffy stuff and we get straight into the good stuff of real estate investing advice, I want to give a quick shout out to today's sponsor, and that's Patch of Land. They are making this show possible, and they're making tons of flipping projects possible all across the country. If you don't know about Patch of Land, then they are the number one company to go to for projects that you're flipping because they have all the money available right now. Once you get approved for your deal and yourself as a sponsor or a borrower, you're going to be funded by them. And then they go raise the money through their crowdfunding platform. So you don't have to worry about all that. They'll take care of the money and the funding for you. You just have to worry about making sure your project's a success. They've got something really cool for you. So if you are just learning about crowdfunding, they've come up with a guide. It's called the Top 10 Crowdfunding Questions Guide. And they're all the questions that you might be asking yourself. And they're all the answers. They don't leave you hanging. They got answers too. All the answers to those 10 crowdfunding questions. So you can go to patchofland.com/best ever and get that guide. And if you think you know everything about crowdfunding, I'd check this guide out just in case, because there are some interesting aspects that you'll learn. So go to patchofland.com/best ever and get that guide. Hi, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I hope you're having a wonderful day. Start to your day, evening, lunch break, afternoon snack, morning workout, whatever you're doing. I'm just glad that we're able to spend some time together, and hopefully I'm able to provide some value in your life. And what I've heard from guests and listeners both recently is they want to hear more of my story. So what I'm doing is I'm incorporating a new segment into the show. It's called Follow Along Friday. And I don't know if I'm going to do it every Friday, But I'm gonna start right now, starting with today, this Friday, and I'm gonna tell you what I'm up to. And it's not to talk about what I'm up to and to kind of, you know, have a couch session. It's to talk about what I'm up to because, one, I'm a full-time real estate investor, and I think there's some value in hearing how I spend my time and what I'm focused on if you're looking to get into real estate investing full-time and leave your full-time job. And then two, I think it's important to learn from what I'm doing and the different types of transactions that I've got going on, because I know there's a lot to kind of talk through on all those things. And these segments are going to be short, similar to all the other episodes. So it's not going to be a very long one, as you can already tell, because you can predict the future more so than I can right now, because you know how long I'm going to talk, because you can see it on your little iTunes thing. And I don't even know right now, but it's going to be short and compact. And we're going to talk through all the things that I'm working on that I think are relevant to you. It's not just against, not just me talking, it's things I think are relevant to you. Before we get into that though, oh my gosh, I want to give a shout out to all of you who have done a 5-star review and written a little something something in iTunes about the show. Thank you so much. I am sincerely grateful. I'm looking at it right now. And thank you to ED Raider 760, who wrote "better than the rest!" exclamation mark. And then he or she says, "I listen to many of the real estate podcasts, and I have to admit that this one is quickly becoming my favorite. Joe asks all the tough questions and summarizes it up at the end. Great stuff!" exclamation mark. I love you. Thank you so much, ED Raider 760. And for all of the Best Ever listeners, if you haven't had a chance to do a rating and review, please go do that and let me know what you're thinking about the show. And I'd love to read your review on the show as well once I see it, once you get it done today. And as far as the show goes, so follow along Friday. Let's dive into it. I've had a very eventful last couple weeks. I closed on a 250-unit apartment community in Houston, Texas, with some business colleagues of mine, and we syndicated the deal. Syndication, as I'm sure you know, means we raised money from investors and we're sharing in the profits with the investors. And when I say I closed on a deal with my business partners, what I mean by that is I actually consult multifamily investors and people who are looking to learn how to raise money. And one of my clients came to me and he was like, "Hey, Joe, I've got a deal, but it's a little bit more than I can raise money for." He was looking at smaller deals. He and his business partner had put the property under contract, but they needed about a little over $2 million additional to close on it. And the tricky part was that they had about 2 weeks before their earnest money went hard. They didn't have 2 weeks to fund the deal. They had about 45 days, but they had 2 weeks to determine if they are going to scratch the contract or if they're going to move forward. And if they move forward, then their earnest money goes hard. So I took a look at it and it's a fantastic deal. Phenomenal. In fact, I've been looking for a multifamily deal for the last 2 years. And when I came across this, I was like, wow, this will happen. Not needs to happen, but this will happen. Let's make it happen. So I brought in a business partner where they raised $1.1 million. And then my company raised $1.1 million. And then my client and his business partner raised about $1.1 million. And collectively, we raised what we needed. And we closed on this apartment community in Houston a couple weeks ago. So that is a big win. In fact, I wrote about it on biggerpockets.com and they sent that blog post to all of their subscribers in their weekly newsletter. And it was a lead story. And it was about the two lessons that I learned whenever I closed on the deal. And you can either go to Bigger Pockets and search for
closed on 250 apartments in Houston, Joe Fairless, and I'm sure that will come up, or you can just keep listening. I'll very quickly tell you what the two lessons I learned are. One is, I'm just reading it, if you're not doing the property management yourself, then have a local property management partner put their own money in the deal. For my first deal, the 168-unit deal in Cincinnati, I did not have my local property management partner put money in the deal. There's less accountability when you simply have a third-party contractor or vendor versus a business partner. However, if you have the local property management company put their own money in the deal, and even better, if they bring in investors, then like I'm doing in Houston, where they put in their own money, then you've got a business partner and your interests are more aligned. Now, a cautionary note is that you want to make sure that you know that management company really well. Otherwise, you're going in to a business transaction in a relationship that it will be very messy if you try to break up. Whereas if you simply have a third-party vendor or a property manager not put money in, and you can hire and fire them as you want. So there's a pro and con to that approach, and you want to go in knowing that and kind of approach it accordingly. The second lesson that I learned by closing on this 250-unit apartment community is, yes, money will find good deals, but you shouldn't wait for the deal to get the money. Never wait for a deal to get money. You should always be having conversations with investors, potential investors, about hypothetical deals or past case studies that you've done, and raising the money verbally. And by verbally, I mean simply getting verbal interest on deals that you're doing. And how you do that is, first and foremost, you learn about them and you learn about their goals. You learn about what they deem a successful investment to look like. And then at the end of the conversation, after talking to them a little bit about what you do, and I stress a little bit about what you do because the conversation is really about them and serving them. Then you ask them, if I find something that meets your financial goals, would you like me to share it with you? What do you think they're going to say? What would you say if I said, if I find something that meets your financial goals, would you like me to share it with you? You're probably going to say yes. And when you do that, then you build anticipation, because at that point you're letting them know, okay, I'm going to go find something that meets your financial goals. And then when you find something, they're more inclined to invest. So those are the two lessons I learned. And that was actually published through the Bigger Pockets Network, which is pretty cool. And so with that deal right now, what's going on in my life is where I'm overseeing the renovations, and our local property management company, who is phenomenal, and in Houston, and they're rocking and rolling. Something else is the 168 units I have in Cincinnati. I actually recently put that on the market, and we're fielding a lot of offers and inquiries on it, which is amazing. We are testing to see, you know, what type of value we can get from it. We can hold on to it if we want, or we can sell it if there's enough value for both us and the buyer on this. So the 168 units is actively being looked at, and there will be more to come on that front, I'm sure, on the next follow along Fridays. I'm also looking at new deals. I've been looking at a development deal in Northern Kentucky for about a year, and that's been an amazing learning process. I've learned that I shouldn't spend as much time as I'm spending on it. And if I had a development partner who has a lot of experience a lot earlier than, and if I approached them a lot earlier than I did, then I would have spent a lot less time on it, because there's certain questions that I should have been asking that I was not asking. But now that I have the development partner, things are going much faster and more efficiently. And now we're just in the stage of continuing to suss out the feasibility of the project and see if it makes sense to pursue or not. I'm also looking at another value add deal in Northern Kentucky and seeing where that will go. And then I've got a couple other clients actually in the multifamily space who are looking at deals, and I'm helping them evaluate both in Dallas-Fort Worth and in Jacksonville, Florida. From a personal standpoint, very quickly, my mom is coming in this weekend and meeting my girlfriend for the first time. Love my girlfriend to pieces. Shout out to Colleen. And it's the first time I've ever had my mom meet my girlfriend. And it's going to be a big thing. So looking forward to that. And just like I said, love Colleen to, is definitely going to be marrying her. And we talked about this, so that this won't be the first time I've mentioned that. If she happens to hear this episode. So looking forward to that meeting. And, then from a productivity standpoint, I've been doing a daily journal. I've mentioned this on a couple episodes. And this has just been a great tool to reference. And it's so freaking cool to go back on different days that I've been entering and look back to see what my mentality was and where I was. And boy, if you want a sense of accomplishment, then do a daily journal, because you're going to be able to see where you were and where you are now. Even if something hasn't been completed to the degree that you want right now, just to see where you were, I guarantee you, as long as you're making concerted effort on a daily basis to move forward, I guarantee you, you're going to see all the progress and you're going to be proud of yourself. Highly recommend doing a daily journal. And all I do is I just have a Word document and I just list out the date and then bullet points underneath. There's no like crazy format. That's all it is. Sometimes it's just a couple bullet points. Sometimes it's more. Sometimes I reference things that I accomplished previously, and I'm pretty impressed with it. And it's just so nice to do that. Great sense of accomplishment. And then lastly, I'm actually hiring for an intern for this podcast, and the intern will be responsible for finding best ever guests based on predetermined criteria that we've established, and posting the show notes, listening to the episodes and writing the headline, and then just corresponding with the guests. So if you or someone you know would be interested in being the best ever intern, then let me know. And you know, there's all sorts of ways we can structure it, from a paid internship to more of an apprenticeship, where I serve more of an active consulting role to help you learn multifamily and real estate investing and raising money. It's going to be about 20 hours a week. You can work on your own schedule, and it's a pretty good gig. The reason why the position's opened is the current intern, he's a senior in college and he just picked up a full-time job as well as going to school. He's got a lot on his plate, and Kyle's been a wonderful intern. And if you are a loyal listener, loyal best ever listener, then you know of Kyle, because he's been interviewed on the show before about resiliency on a Skill Set Sunday. So recommend checking that out and learning more about his personal story, because it is quite inspiring and it's just a really interesting story. So that's it. That's what I've got for Follow Along Friday. Hope you enjoyed this first episode of it. And again, if you haven't had an opportunity, por favor, go to iTunes and do a 5-star review, assuming that you want to give me 5 stars, and let me know what you're thinking about the show. Would very much appreciate it. It helped grow our community, and the bigger our community grows, then the more success we're all going to have and enjoy together. Thanks so much. I will talk to you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right. Bye.
Crowdfunding. You've heard about it. Now it's time for you to learn about it. Our best ever sponsor today, Patch of Land, they're the leading expert in the crowdfunding space, and they've got all the answers to all of your crowdfunding questions. Go to patchofland.com/best ever and get your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever.